This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, November 6th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, a look at how some political analysts are looking at Will County as a future hotbed of competitive politics. We'll also have a look at our forecast for the days ahead with meteorologist Ed Kieser. First, a look at today's news. Governor Rob Blagojevich was reminded at several area churches yesterday that he can't avoid reminders about why his re-election campaign has been so difficult. At one Chicago church he attended, one minister brought up scandal swirling around the Blagojevich administration. He told his flock to look past that. The next minister alluded to the fact that he had nearly mounted a third-party challenge to Blagojevich before the two reached an agreement on school spending. Both men praised Blagojevich, though, and their congregations greeted him enthusiastically as he asked for another term. The Judy Bartopinka gubernatorial campaign is trying to catch every anti-Blagojevich vote possible. To that end, it called attention yesterday to the disclosure that Green Party candidate Rich Whitney was once an official in the Socialist Labor Party. Topinka calls it an interesting revelation. She also repeated her assertion that she's the real choice for voters unhappy with incumbent Governor Blagojevich. Whitney resigned from the Fringe Party in 1993, and his campaign says the Carbondale attorney no longer advocates socialist policies. Whitney was supported by 7% of Illinois voters in one recent poll. Republican officials fear that in a tight race, Whitney might take enough votes away from Topinka to tip tomorrow's election to Blagojevich. Today, the two candidates fly around the state on the last day of campaigning. The Associated Press reports that Topinka has a campaign appearance set in Champaign, as well as Chicago and in downstate Murfreesboro. Blagojevich will be in the Metro East, the Quad Cities, and Rockford. Many Illinois residents will have the chance tomorrow to show their feelings about the war in Iraq, not just in who they vote for, but on whether U.S. forces should begin pulling out. The advisory question asking whether the U.S. should pull troops out of Iraq will appear on the ballot in townships in Champaign and Urbana, as well as in Cook and Whiteside counties. The group behind it is the Illinois Coalition for Peace and Justice, made up of about 90 organizations around the state. Carl Davidson from Chicago is one of the coalition's founders.
There's an anti-war majority in the country now, and what this does is give them a way to speak their mind. The resolutions are non-binding, and no one resolution or no one tactic of any sort is going to stop the war, but it all adds up when you combine it with everything else.
A similar advisory referendum on withdrawing troops was on the ballot last spring in 32 communities in Wisconsin. It passed in 24 of them. Tomorrow it'll also be on more than 100 municipal ballots in Massachusetts. Gone are the days of punch card voting in Illinois. When voters go to the polls tomorrow, they'll all be using methods designed to reduce tabulation problems. Sean Crawford has a preview.
The presidential election of 2000 and the arguments over hanging chads forced election authorities to change. With federal money helping, Illinois counties have all switched to new technology. State Board of Elections Director Dan White says most voters will cast ballots using the optical scan method,
which is actually is a paper ballot in which the voter does either connect the lines or fill in a circle, similar to what you have for like a college ACT test. And they make their choices that way, and that's actually a ballot that they do mark with a pen.
A device then scans the voter's selections electronically. A few counties have adopted touchscreen voting, where a person chooses candidates from a computer monitor. The systems could get a workout tomorrow, as a record number of Illinois residents are registered to vote. I'm Sean Crawford.
AM 580's coverage of election night begins tomorrow at 7 Central. We'll have news from NPR and Illinois Public Radio, local coverage and analysis from U of I political science professor Brian Gaines. We'll also be able to hear that on our companion station, WILL-FM. The seat of Moultrie County is moving ahead with plans to offer broadband internet access to homes and businesses. A $105,000 state grant will let the city of Sullivan install more fiber optic lines and wireless hubs. Marianne Short says the city has had a history of independent utilities. Sullivan has its own electric, gas, and water service. And Short says the city can provide quality broadband service as well.
We right now are servicing our own municipal building with our present service that we have. And we're hoping to expand that. There are some major businesses here in town who right now are paying a very high fee. And we think we can provide better service for a lower fee.
Currently, the only broadband provider serving Sullivan is the cable company Mediacom. Short says the state grant will provide 25% of the cost of expanding service. She says Sullivan may also experiment with sending broadband through electric lines in the future. For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. U.S. House races in Chicago suburbs are some of the hottest in this election cycle. Races in the north and northwest suburbs are being lavished with international media attention and millions of dollars in party money. But with all the hubbub, political insiders are quietly eyeing what they say could be the next battleground. For Illinois Public Radio, Tony Arnold reports.
Tom Braxton moved to Will County in 1979. At the time, he'd been involved in Democratic politics. And so, when he got to rural Illinois, he says he quickly realized that he was now in the minority.
And came to understand that it was overwhelmingly governed by Republicans, and I would search for Democratic candidates without success.
For years, when he wasn't at work as an electrical engineer, Braxton would volunteer for Democratic politicians, and he watched as Republicans dominated the political scene.
Many times because the incumbents have been there so long and have grown so comfortable, people vote for them out of habit.
Now, things are different. Will County is one of the fastest-growing counties in the nation, including lots of urbanites moving from Chicago. That means these days, farmland blurs into swollen parking lots and shopping centers. It also means Tom Braxton is at the center of one of the fastest-growing Democratic organizations around. If you ask him, he's pretty matter-of-fact about it.
It's just a matter of finding the folks out there and making them aware that they do have options.
But then there are the numbers. Not only have voting percentages been drifting further into the blue, but the organization is growing so fast that Democrats counties away are talking about it. They're talking about how the Will County Democratic Organization has nearly twice as many township committeemen as it did just 3 years ago. They're talking about party meetings miles away. And even though Republicans still outnumber Democrats in Will County, they're wondering what the current trends mean for the future.
The way you wear your hat.
The Lockport VFW Hall sits across the street from a big shopping center, not far from the rural roads leading into town. On a recent fall Saturday night, Will County Democrats were holding the annual Lockport Dinner Dance. Just through the front door, organizers were checking people in and selling raffle tickets.
Get your raffle tickets here.
That's $1 apiece, 6 for $5. And they're quick to remind you here.
It only takes one ticket to win.
To the left, the table of prizes.
There's that ceramic pumpkin over there. They have the, like Mrs. Santa Claus over there. They have another statue. Looks like a mermaid standing up there, if you will.
Behind the table, a DJ booth, and a DJ, who apparently has a deep appreciation for Democratic fundraisers.
I tell you, they know how to rock. They know how to really party. They go crazy. You know, there's nothing like a Democratic party.
All around, there's the mix of small town and urban that's become the new look of Will County. Standing at the Formica bar is a man with a Fu Manchu mustache chewing dip. Not too far away is Joe Kasiak.
Well, we've moved to Will County about 2 years ago.
Kasiak is a lawyer, and he came here from Chicago. While he was told it took only one raffle ticket to win, Kasiak went ahead and bought two.
You know, in Cook County, the Democrats, you know, we didn't have much trouble. it was a vast majority. So we're a little bit outnumbered at the moment. We're gaining.
And working the room, handshaking table to table, the reason all of this matters.
10 years ago, we were a sleeping giant.
Karen Carlstead Gonzalez is one of the candidates among the 200 guests.
I'll tell you, the tide has changed tremendously.
She's the Democratic challenger for a state representative in the 85th district, and she's up against veteran incumbent Brent Hassard. Carlstead Gonzalez has been a Democrat in Will County all her life, and she remembers the lean years. And to be sure, Republicans in Will County still outnumber Democrats. But while Republican primary ballots used to overwhelm Democratic ones 3-2, in the last few primaries, Democrats have cut that gap by more than half. Carlstead Gonzalez will tell you, it's starting to feel different.
People have been opening their doors, embracing me, going, "Oh my gosh, you're a Democrat? Why don't you come on in and have dinner?"
Exactly the kind of thing Tom Braxton started working for 20 years ago. I'm Tony Arnold.
We may never, never, never meet again on the bumpy roads of love. Still I'll always, always keep that memory of the way you hold your knife.
This week's weather will start out cloudy with a chance of scattered showers throughout the two states. Our meteorologist Ed Kieser says today it'll be cloudy, scattered showers, highs ranging between 54 and 59 degrees. For tonight, cloudy with scattered showers, most numerous in east, central, and southern Illinois and in central and southern Indiana. The lows tonight ranging from 42 in far north Illinois to around 50 in the south. And for tomorrow, in northwest and west central Illinois, partly sunny, but elsewhere cloudy with continued scattered showers for Election Day, most numerous in central Indiana and the south. The high temperatures ranging tomorrow from 57 in eastern Indiana and the south to 65 in west central Illinois. Wednesday through Friday, though, partly sunny and mild. For the rest of the week, parts of western Illinois could see temperatures as early as Wednesday into the low 70s. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, November 6th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.